You're listening to the Greg Swaim Show, baby.
And welcome, everybody. Hope you're having a great weekend heading into the week. It's not as hot as it's been, but very humid out there. Hope you got the rain where you needed it. If you needed it, if you didn't, hope you didn't get it. But, yeah, hey, football right around the corner, man. September is just like a month and a half away. I'm so excited. Can't wait for college football, and it's going to be great. Hopefully nothing impedes, you know, full houses and things like that, because the COVID-D variant and all that stuff, you hear about it. And Bill and I were just talking before the show, and, you know, we both know people who've had it here recently. And so I'm not going to tell you to wear your mask, because I'm going to be honest with you, I don't wear one. I've been told by doctors here in town that just the regular mask that most people wear is kind of like stopping a mosquito with a chain link fence. Unless you have an N95 mask. Now, those work. Those are known to work about pretty much anything, but who has one of those? Get the shot. I mean, I'm on Twitter, as most of you know. A lot of you listeners are on Twitter, and Rob Schneider of Saturday Night Live fame, pretty much living off of Adam Sandler, been in a lot of his movies. He's out there just like he is an anti-vaxxer. Like, you can't believe. I was pretty shocked that he'd put his career on the line like that, because he's ticking off a lot of his movie viewers and things like that, although he's not been doing a whole lot of movies. So maybe that's part of the reason he's trying to drum up some. Maybe he believes in the old adage that there's no such thing as bad publicity, but I can't believe that would help him in any way unless, you know, you're one of those like-minded guys on the anti-vaxxer. If you don't want to get vaccinated, I mean, I'm not going to even tell you to get vaccinated. I did, you know. Bill and I both got the Johnson & Johnson. And getting that, at first, you know, people say, well, that's only one shot, and that's not, you know, that's only 79% effective or whatever. Ah, but guess what? They just found out it's more effective on the new variant, which is now the highest amount of sickness as far as COVID goes, and probably will take over pretty much everything as we head into the fall and winter. But yeah, man, I want to go to football games without a dang mask and sit next to you instead of 6 feet apart from you. I mean, vaccines work. We know it. Polio, flu shots. I've never had the flu since I've got a flu shot. Bill got his flu shot. What? Oh, smallpox. Yeah, smallpox too. That's right. I forgot about that. I mean, vaccines work, folks. I mean, I'm not always about science. I'm not 100% into the, you know, these things that they talk about are going to happen in the future and things like that, because, you know, maybe I'll tick some of you off, but I will say, hey, the biggest climate change we've ever had was the Ice Age. Man wasn't even around back then, at least not in our current state, and we sure didn't have industries back then. So I think, you know, climate's always changing. Now, could it be expedited? You know, possibly. It's up for debate. But anyway, yeah, get the vaccine, please. Please. I want to go to, and I'm selfish, I want to go to ball games. I want to be there. But anyway, hey, big show. We'll have Sean on here in a little bit. We're going to talk about extracurricular activities, how those really help you, particularly at those D2s, NAIs, JUCOs that give partial scholarships, or maybe not even an athletic scholarship, but academic. And if you have some extracurricular activities, they can throw some extra stuff in there. That's all good. And then for you OSU fans, Brian Montanati going to join us, head coach at Owosso, but he is the assistant coach for the TBT team from Oklahoma State that's going to be in Wichita this week in the regionals. $1 million on the line. Hey, if it comes down to coaching, I'm pretty excited about the Stillwater Stars team, which is former Oklahoma State players, because think about it. You got two guys in the Henry Iba, Eddie Sutton tree with Doug Gottlieb, head coach, Brian Mott, an assistant. Some of you may have heard that Gottlieb tore his ACL about 48 hours ago playing pickup ball. It happens to the best of them. Play your whole career, don't get one, then all of a sudden you're, you know, in your 30s and you get one. So, but anyway, Sean going to join us. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our great sponsors that keep us on the air for you each and every Sunday. And we'll be back after these messages.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a five-day, four-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
This weather forecast is brought to you by the Smoky Pokey and the Cowboy Travel Plaza. International Weather Service forecast tonight, clear to partly cloudy, overnight 62 with north winds. On Monday, sunny and 85. Monday night, clear 65. Tuesday, sunny 92. Tuesday night, clear 72. Wednesday, sunny and 92.
Hey guys, this is KC with the Smoky Pokey inside the Cowboy Travel Plaza. Are you looking for a place to grab a quick lunch? We got it. We just added a big half-pound Fat Daddy Cattleman's Burger to the menu, so come see us. Don't forget, the Smoky Pokey's open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day. So saddle up the horses and head out west to Highway 51 and I-35, where the beer is cold and the boots are free on Friday. Go Pokes.
And welcome. Sean is there, and like we told you, and Sean Leary, and he is the CEO, of course, of Sports Threat, our biggest sponsor. We appreciate them like you can't believe, and I know a lot of you listen to on their website and their app, of course, the podcast, but, you know, that's the first 15 minutes of our show every week, so we're excited there for folks to listen in and find out all you need to know about recruiting, how to get recruited if you're a player, if you're a parent, grandparent, whatever, coach, and you want to help a kid get recruited. Invaluable information you just don't find anywhere else except for sportsthread.com and their app. And Sean, first of all, how you doing this week?
Doing great, Greg. Thanks for having me back.
Well, you bet. Always glad to have you on. And you're bringing up a topic today that's near and dear to my heart. Just got asked the other day by a mom. It's like, we're trying to get as much scholarship money on the academic side as we can. Do extracurricular activities help? Oh, you bet they do. Talk about it.
Oh, no doubt. So on the show, obviously, we talk about what you can do to help yourself stand out as a recruit and get a scholarship. And you just brought up a perfect point. That's that academic money can help you subsidize the cost of going to school. If you're in previous segments, we've talked about being in a non-headcount sport, how sometimes you got to piece together some academic money and financial aid in addition to an athletic partial athletic scholarship to be able to go to college. And extracurricular activities is a great way to do that. It's also a great way just to show a college coach that you're a well-rounded person. It's a great way to make sure that you have a better chance of getting accepted into a university, and it can help you get that academic scholarship as well. So absolutely no downside to participating in extracurricular activities. But let's stay a little more focused on what it means for getting recruited. And we've talked about it a lot. Character is one of the most important parts of getting recruited. Every coach is going to have it be a prerequisite that you have strong grades and you can get accepted into the college. Every coach is going to have it be a prerequisite that you are able to play at their level. But when you think about it, there's millions of kids out there who'd love to play college sports, and there's only a million spots. So by the math alone, you got to do something that you will help you stand out. There are lots of athletes out there being proactive, and they're trying to get colleges to notice them and recruit them. And one of the best ways that you can stand out past your grades and past your ability on the field or on the court is what you do off the field and off the court and outside of the classroom. We call those extracurricular activities. So, you know, some of the reasons why a coach would want you to participate in them. Well, for one, they're just healthy for an athlete, for anybody. Having passions outside your sport will help teach you skills. It'll give you new experiences. They're healthy for you. And having interests that are, you know, some a little different than your sport will also give you some variety in your life. And a lot of kids get, you know, they get a little burnout. They play a lot, and it's good to have something else that you work on, something else that you do, a different friend group. All of that stuff is great. But for a college coach, not only will it help you get academic money possibly, not only will it help you get admitted into the college, but coaches want well-rounded kids. They want athletes who have different aspects of their lives and can bring different dimensions to the locker room and can enrich the culture on their team. And showing a coach that you participate in extracurricular activities is a really good way to show them that you'll be an asset for the culture on that team and that you'll be, you know, someone who is a really good choice as a recruit. And if you have great extracurricular activities and you're showing the coach that you're a well-rounded person and you have different types of people who can give you recommendations, who maybe lead those extracurricular activities, whether they're teachers or club leaders, or, you know, we'll give you some examples of some things you can participate in, who could be references for you. All those things are going to help you so much in your recruiting experience. So in order to show a coach you're a well-rounded person, you should absolutely be a part of something beyond your sport and beyond being a good student. So let's go into a couple of examples. When I was a high school athlete, the big one that I did was DECA. It's a business club. It's a business club. I believe every state has it. But if they don't have DECA where you live, then they probably have something similar. And it was a great experience for me. It got me involved in business at a young age. I'm now the CEO of a company and have a bunch of employees and have a company that has good purpose and helps kids get college scholarships. I credit DECA with a lot of gaining my initial interest and teaching me the initial skill set. But when I was reaching out to colleges and I was trying to get a place to go play, it was part of my introduction letter to them that I was part of DECA and that I won some awards at it and that I wanted them to see that there was more to me than just being able to throw a baseball. But other ones that you may be able to participate in, band, volunteer work, esports, mock trial, math and science club. If you're a tutor, if you tutor kids on your team or you tutor other kids at the school, that really shows that you're going out of your way to help, just like volunteer work and many of these others do. If you produce art or you're an artist or you produce music, if you participate in theater, even having second or third sports that you play in shows well-rounded personality and different things that you are capable of doing. If you're into photography, all of those are just a couple of examples. There's so many different things that you can get involved in after school. And I'm not saying to do these things instead of your sport. Of course, if you want to go play a college athlete, that along with your grades has got to come first. But make no mistake about it, coaches like to see that you are capable of doing other things than going to school and playing your sport. Shows you're a well-rounded person. So in order to – go ahead, Greg.
No, well, I was just going to add, if you don't mind, one of the things that this lady asked me the other day, we're from a small school, I guess her son is, and so I think it was Class B or A, country school, and he's really big into FFA, which is – in Oklahoma, it's pretty huge. You spent some time pitching at Oral Roberts. You know in Oklahoma, ag stuff's pretty big, and I said – not only that, not only will that look good, particularly if he goes to an ag school and majors in something ag, which he was planning on doing, but they also have scholarship money to add on top of that, private scholarship money on top of what you might get from the school.
Absolutely. And when you get admitted into a college, you then need to get admitted into the major at the school, the program that carries that major. And not everybody gets into every major they want to go into. So having a background in high school that translates into the major that you want to participate in, the academic program at the college, is really a good thing for you. If you can show that you have background in ag and you participated in the stuff and that you're interested in it, that you did well with it, the odds of you getting admitted are better. And that tees you up for success after sports, after you're done playing college ball.
Yeah, no question about it. Sean Leary joins us, CEO of SportsThread, sportsthread.com. Get the app. Get the app. Sean, I was just talking to coaches all over the country this week at various events, from smaller events all the way to the big Vegas-type events, and guess what? More and more of them are not buying the packets. I'm probably ticking off every tournament director that sells those stupid $500 packets that I retweeted one. You'll have to look at it. Coaches are going, can somebody get these packets correct? And, you know, these kids aren't wearing the right numbers and things like that. Well, if that ever happened in our tournament, SportsThread could change it just like that and get it right. And you can't do that with a paper copy. And so, once again, that app has just become so much more crucial for college coaches. And I imagine will become even more so.
No doubt about it. That's a big part of the service we provide, is helping coaches find kids at schools. So appreciate that, Greg. For all you athletes out there that are listening to this, that are interested in how to show a coach about those extracurricular activities, got a couple more quick tips for you. How are you going to tell a coach that you participate in the extracurriculars? Well, for one, you got to be proactive and reach out. We talked about that at the beginning of the segment. There's a lot of kids vying for the same scholarships. So you got to reach out. You got to talk to the coach. And a good place to insert information about the extracurricular activity that you participate in would be in your intro letter, where you actually are telling a coach, you know, hey, I'm interested in playing for you. Here are my academics. Here are my athletic statistics. And then you can put a note about the extracurriculars that you play there. And then another thing that athletes deal with all the time is you got to stay in contact with these coaches after you get a hold of them And, you know, you don't always have an athletic or an academic update to give them. Now, that's the best thing to do is to tell them about a game that you had or a PR in the weight room or that you got, you know, your grades have come up in the last semester or you did well on your ACT or SAT. But it is a good way to just check in with a coach and say, hey, here's another thing that you may want to know about me. I participate in DECA. I'm a part of band. I'm a part of the theater. I'm a part of a math and science club, or I do mock trial. And if you have a little, you know, clip of media of you participating in one of these things, or you're an artist, or you have a cool piece of art that you want to share with them, there's nothing wrong with doing that, and all it will do is help separate you from the other athletes that are out there. So when you do this, tell them why you participate in this activity, how it helps yourself and others. Include something unique from your experience, like an anecdote or an accolade or the media I just talked about. But do it quickly. You want to make sure you keep the focus on your athletics and your academics, because those are really the things that are going to get you, get the coach's opinion. This is simply something that can help set you apart.
And the other thing is, like, you know, our policy is we only hire college graduates at Greg Swaim Sports. But one of the reasons we do that is not because, you know, everybody's super smart or everything. I can give you some examples that they are not. But they, the one thing college shows, if you get that degree, you know how to manage your time. And if you're a kid in high school that's managing, you know, basketball, football, baseball, or softball, and, you know, some of multiple sports, outside activities, not sports related, that shows you know how to manage your time, and you're probably going to get there and have a better chance of graduating, which college coaches just love.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. You got to set yourself apart, got to graduate, set yourself up for that good life after you're done playing ball.
Sean, always good talking to you, my friend. You got anything else to add? Big things going on over, you know, at Sports Thread. I know you guys are working really hard. I talked to you the other day, and talked to several of your guys, and they're just all, you know, man, it is busy as heck over here. That's a good thing.
Sure is. We're super busy. I wouldn't say there's anything new that I'm ready to tell everybody about, but we got some big, exciting announcements here coming in the next couple weeks. So everybody stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have something for you shortly.
Good deal. We'll break them on the show just the way I love it. Sean, always great talk to you. Give my best to everybody in Denver.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Greg.
All right. Sean Leary, CEO of SportsThread, SportsThread.com, and the app. We'll take a break. Coming back with Brian Montanati after these messages.
This is SportsThread, and this is the new free SportsThread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app. Get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the SportsThread app today. SportsThread, it's always free.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes, light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
You saw your chance in a changing market and walked away from what you had, knowing that with more career choices than ever, a better opportunity was waiting. So make sure the next step in your career,
you're hired,
is a big step up.
Stillwater Radio is hiring. It's time to get to the next level in your career. Send your resume to deb@stillwaterradio.net.
And welcome back. Brian Montanati going to join us here in just a moment. The assistant coach now with the Stillwater Stars playing in that the basketball tournament, TBT. You can read all their stuff online. Really good. Of course, it's going to be on all the ESPN channels as well. So that'll be a lot of fun. And of course, Brian's also the head coach at Wausau High School. Played for Eddie Sutton. Matter of fact, saw a funny tweet the other day. We had put something on there about, you know, Brian was going to join us and everything. And Paul Graham says, great player, great kid. I assume he'll be a great coach. I should know. I recruited him. So, first of all, I wanted to ask Brian about that. How long has it been since you heard Coach Graham?
Man, I haven't heard from Coach Graham in a while.
Did you see him tweet it at you? Did you see?
No, I didn't.
He tweeted the other day. He said, "Good kid, great player, probably a good coach." He said, probably. So you're going to have to respond to that. He said, "I don't know. I recruited him." So was he the main recruiter on you? I can't remember. It's been a long time.
Him and Sean first started. Coach Graham saw me first, and then Sean got involved, and then ultimately Coach Sutton did.
Gotcha. And for those of you who don't know or didn't hear the intro earlier, Brian Montanati joins us, head coach of the Wausau Rams. He's got some players, too. We're going to talk about them because they're definitely recruitable athletes. But and his son, one of them, although he's a little young yet to be talking about that, but he should be in that list pretty soon. And speaking of playing multiple sports, I know he plays football, too. But let's talk a little bit about this TBT thing, because just the other day was announced that you'd be the assistant, Doug would be the head coach. But talked to Doug the other night. He tore his ACL. He said that's not going to affect him in Wichita at the regional.
No, Doug's got too big of an ego to allow a little ACL tear to hold him back from coaching. No, we're excited about it. You know, we got a call. Doug called me last week. I was actually on vacation, and he called me asking me if I'd be interested in helping him, and I told him absolutely. You know, we're anytime that we can do anything that's affiliated with Oklahoma State, you know, is a big deal to us. So we're looking forward to the challenge.
Well, talk about the guys on the team because not, you know, it hadn't been as publicized probably as it should be. You know, the Cowgirl softball team went to the World Series and all that, so that was big coverage around here, and football's around the corner and everything. But I think everybody's going to get excited about this TBT as folks find out about it.
Yeah, and honestly, you know, Greg, it's the perfect time because there's not really a lot of things going on right now other than the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And then the Tour de France if you're into that stuff. But, no, we've got a few familiar names that people will recognize across Cowboy Nation. You know, Markell Brown, Jeffrey Carroll just came back finishing Italy. Markell played in Israel this year. And then Marshall Moses finished up in France. Yeah, that's another familiar name. Those guys will be our headliners. And then we've got kind of a couple of guys from just around the region that are going to help us also.
We'll have to have Marshall on because doesn't he have like a rap label now or something like that?
And yeah, these guys have they're multi-talented to say the least.
Hey, and speaking about that, the NIL thing that's all of a sudden big and bold out there, and you got guys who have yet to play a day in college that, you know, some local companies loading them up with 10% of $3 million for T-shirt sales, like the quarterback down at OU, Spencer Rattler, and things like that. You'd like to go back in time and have that NIL, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think we all would. You know, but it's kind of a weird deal with me. You know, and I'm probably one of the oddballs out on this whole deal. You know, I thought the NIL was our scholarship. You know, I valued my education.
Thank you. Thank you. That's what I've always said.
20 years removed from OSU, you know, the biggest thing for me was getting my degree. You know, I have an unbelievable job, you know, outside of coaching high school basketball. You know, I'm a medical device rep. And if you told me that I was going to do that 25 years ago, I'd call you crazy. But, you know, it's good that these guys can put some money in their pocket and everything else, but I hope they don't realize the main goal. You know, obviously you want to play professionally if you have the opportunity, but, you know, less than 1% get that goal. But the big thing is making sure you leave the university with your paper in hand. You know, 20 years from now, you're going to remember your playing days, but more importantly, without a degree, you know, you kind of set yourself up for failure later in life.
Well, and you've had teammates, I'm sure everybody has, that might have even been better players than you, might have played, you know, overseas longer or even played in the NBA, and they don't have a dime today, and, you know, they're kind of milling around. I have guys call me all the time, hey, can you put me to work? Can I referee for you? And these are guys, you know, that you'd have thought would have been in the NBA someday, and it didn't work out, and they didn't, you know, they didn't have all their ducks in a row for a backup plan.
Absolutely, and you know that's one thing. You know, I talked to my team. You know, the guys that graduated in 2000. I look across those guys, and they've all got, you know, we all graduated, and you know, all those guys are very, very, very successful men in today's society. And my biggest thing is, you know, these kids, they make all this money, you know, and from where companies or whatever, and they lose sight on the prize of, you know, what the college education can do for them after playing. That's the one thing I'm hoping that doesn't get in the way of this.
Absolutely. Brian Montanati joins us, former Cowboy star and played overseas. Now he is the head coach of the Owosso Rams, 6A basketball, and, of course, probably hear him on this very radio station here a couple times this year when you play the Stillwater Pioneers. And, of course, you were on this station many, many times on the Cowboy Network. But let's talk a little bit about your days with the Cowboy. We'll get back to TBT here in a little bit because I want to promote that, obviously, the reason we're having you on. But when you played for Coach Sutton, you guys were really good, missed getting to the, if I remember right, Final Four, and you were one of the two that had food poisoning, right?
Is that, yeah, me and Fred. Me and Frederick Johnson got sick the night before, the night before we played Florida, unfortunately, and didn't feel 100%. You know, we got the opportunity to play them, but no excuse. That was a very talented and deep Florida team that had a lot of NBA players that played on it. But, you know, I mean, it's really cool, you know, and I talked to my son, you know, he's 14 now, you know, and we talk about playing in the NCAA tournament and how you look back on things and how games across your career, there would be a few games that stand out more than others do, and that game against Florida to go to the Final Four definitely was one that we wish we had back, because we felt like we were the better team. We may not have been as talented as they were, but we were an older veteran team that guarded, you know, we played together longer, and we felt like we had a really good chance. It would have been awesome for us to be healthy and see what happened if we would have been able to get in that game and play for 40 minutes.
I was not in the locker room after that game, but I know I was in the locker room in the 2005 team, the year after they went to the Final Four, and so many seniors on that team had just played their last game, and I never want to be in a locker room like that again. That's you know how hard those guys worked, and how hard Coach Sutton and the staff worked on getting everybody ready, and I still don't try to get that out of my memory banks, but because those things are, you know, the old Bill, what was the show that you used to watch on Saturday afternoon on ABC where he said the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat? Wide World of Sports. Thank you. I had a brain. But yeah, the agony of defeat. I mean, if there is no agony of defeat, there is no thrill of victory, right? I mean, it's the yin and the yang. It's what makes sports just wonderful, kind of like life a little bit. But talk about your days. I know we've got a couple texts here on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line, and you can text us at 405-880-2316. Two different people asked the same question, so I got to get to this one first because I think I know the story. I believe you were in France, broke your leg badly in a ball game, so badly they had to take you in the ambulance. Nobody spoke English, but a certain song helped get you through it. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. We were talking about it last night with the Conor McGregor fight. I don't know if you saw that.
Yes, I did. I did.
That's exactly how I broke my leg. I broke my tibia and fibia in my second game in France, and I got to the hospital, and I remember the owner of our team and our GM, you know, they met me at the hospital, and they called a surgeon that was in the north of France. You know, they wanted me to go up there and have the operation because they were familiar with him. I guess he had done a lot of soccer players. So they got me in an ambulance, and I was in an ambulance for about 6 to 7 hour ride.
Jeez.
And I remember just going through this whole deal thinking, holy cow, this is probably the end of my career, but, you know, am I going to be okay, you know, traveling in a foreign land? First time I've been out of the country, you know, extremely young, didn't know anybody. I got in the ambulance, and thank God the nurse that was taking care of me on the way up there, he spoke English, and this is no joke. We got in the car, and don't worry, be happy play. So that became one of my favorite songs that I can remember. But, yeah, that was a tough deal to start your career out.
No doubt about it. You know what's great, and I always think of certain guys that played at OSU and the 30-something years I've been covering them, and basketball, of course, is my sport. Chosen, I love basketball, grew up in Indiana, and that's the only sport we have up there. We're not allowed to play anything else. But talk a little bit about all the guys you played with under Coach Sutton and what he meant to you, but that group of guys, I mean, they're all guys got personality like Gottlieb, and, you know, Fred's kind of the quiet guy, and, you know, some of those other guys that just, you know, there were jokers, there were quiet guys, but you guys, when y'all stepped on the court, you were all of like mind.
Yeah, we had an interesting group. You know, we graduated 7 seniors that year in 2000. You know, everybody knows Doug's story. You know, he ended up you know, with the gift to gab a little bit more than some of us, you know, so he's doing extremely well working for Fox Sports, and Desmond went on to play. Desmond Mason went on to play in the NBA for 10 years. Now he's in Oklahoma City. He has an art gallery.
Very successful.
You know, he's doing his thing. You know, Joe Atkins, he was another guy that went over in Europe and played, and now he's mentoring kids down in Oklahoma City. Alex Weber is married to Denise Weber, the CEO of Stillwater Medical Center.
Got him a sugar mama, huh?
Rodney, he's the ultimate trophy husband.
That's what he says.
That's what we joke around with Webb. Rodney Suter, he was a walk-on. You know, he's doing oil and gas here in Tulsa. I see him a lot. Our sons are about the same age.
His kid can really play, too, by the way, like yours.
I've got the opportunity to play in Europe for 10 years in Italy and then came back and, been a medical device rep here in Tulsa area. And then I'm also the head basketball coach at Owosso. So, you know, all those guys that we played with, you know, have gone on to do, I think, important things in life and in society. But, you know, it was just one of those deals where, you know, we weren't successful on the court. You know, we were also successful off the court. And I think that's what had a lot to do with the success that we had as a team. And we were pretty close. You know, we had our ups and downs as a group, but we all got along. You know, playing for coach is not always easy, but you know, we understood him as our tenure and our careers, came to an end at OSU, and we had a heck of a run. And I know one thing is a lot of us weren't from Oklahoma. I believe. You know, Joe was probably the only one.
Yes.
From Oklahoma.
Suter.
And the rest of us, and Hot Rod. Yeah, he went to, he went to NEO for a couple of years. But you know, we all fell in love with the place. And you know, I'm originally from Muskegon, Michigan, and you know, I live in Owosso. And Webb, he's from Searcy, Arkansas. He lives in Stillwater. You know, Joe's from OKC. He lives in OKC. But Doug gets back here a lot. Desmond resides in Oklahoma City. You know, he's from Waxahachie, and, you know, he played in the NBA, so he's got more money and he knows what he can do with it and can pick and choose where he wants to live, but he came back here. And ultimately, you know, we rep our university. We're extremely proud of Oklahoma State, and the direction it's headed, but it's near and dear to all of our hearts.
Doug, it's interesting. He was just back a couple of weeks ago with his son. I think he was visiting family in Drumright, Angie's family, and he, you know, said, "Hey, I'm in town. Can you find a team for my kid to play with?" Well, fortunately, we did, and he played. And gosh, my older son Sean, who you might remember was a ball boy back then, he's now 30 years old. How old does that make you feel? But him and Doug got a picture together with Doug's son, so it was really neat to go full circle on that. But, it's great because you guys are all successful doing what you love to do. And when you've been in the Eddie Sutton, Henry Iba tree, I imagine that opens some doors for you as well in coaching.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, I mean, when I was playing, you know, I was trying to figure out what I was going to do after I was done. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I wanted to coach high school basketball and having conversations with Coach Sutton, you know, over the years, you know, he tried to actually keep us all out of coaching. He didn't really want us coaching because he knew how hard it was and the strain it puts on your families and everything else. And in particular, coaching high school, because the one thing he always told me was, it's one of those deals where you can't pick your players. You know, you got to coach who you have, and it's hard, and it's hard to be successful and all that other stuff. But, you know, playing for coach and the things that he's taught us and the people that he knows, yeah, I mean, if you got a good reputation and good character, it can do a lot for you. You know, sometimes I pinch myself with my career, and I'm like, how in the heck am I doing what I'm doing? But ultimately, you know, I feel like it's because of the background that I had playing basketball at Oklahoma State and growing up and maturing and having the opportunity to play for him.
Talking with Brian Montanati, and you played JUCO in California, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
I played 1 year at JUCO. Yep.
Yep. Coach Sutton liked those three-year qualifier guys. I mean, you don't have to do 1 year JUCO, so he can make sure you can play at a higher level. But, you know, then you come in, you got 3 years of eligibility. You did that. I'm trying to think of some other guys that did it. He had a number of three-year JUCO guys.
Doug.
He went to Notre Dame first and then came in and did a year of JUCO at Cali, right? So did you guys play against each other in JUCO at all?
No, he didn't. He didn't play JUCO. He was just going to school.
That's right.
It's really funny because they were actually out there recruiting Doug, and then they just happened to fall upon myself. I guess they heard through the grapevine from his dad or somebody that there was a kid over at Fullerton that they needed to check out, and that was me. So I think when they went out, Paul Graham saw me first, and then Sean. When he was recruiting Doug, he caught wind of me, and when they came over and saw me and started recruiting me. So I think that's how that whole deal played out.
You've got, I think you were still an assistant at Owosso a couple years ago when Shake Milton played, of course, playing for the 76ers now in the league and doing well. So you're proud of him, but am I right on that? You were assistant when he played, right?
Yep. Okay, and now, but
you've got some guys now. Talk about some guys from Owosso that we might see this year that I don't know if necessarily potential OSU recruits, but definitely some D1 guys.
We've got, we're led by our big kid. His name is Caden Fry. He'll be a senior.
Right.
He plays for Team Griffin. He just had a big weekend this past weekend and picked up a bunch of D2 offers. From pretty much everybody in the area. Army is on him big time. I believe they're going to talk to the assistant coach earlier today. They're going to probably offer him more than likely tomorrow. I know Texas Arlington is on him. OSU has seen him a few times. You know, they'll probably look at him again here in a couple of weeks. I don't know if his level translates to the Big 12, but the one thing about him is he's one of the hardest playing kids that I've ever coached. So, I mean, he absolutely gets after it. And then we've got a little, kind of a little playmaker guard, Aaron Potter. He'll be a senior. He's a fun kid. He reminds me a lot of Joe Atkins, a lot.
That's a good guy to be like.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where AP, he gets going, you got to kind of let him go. He can shoot it. He scores from all three levels. He gets to the rim. Great mid-range game. Shoots it with range. The one thing I love about him is he's not afraid. He's not afraid of anything. He's not afraid of the big moments. So he's another guy that's got several D2 offers. And then we got a bunch of guys that are what I call program guys, everyday guys, guys that show up. They work hard. They're great kids. They're great students. They want to have the opportunity to play in college. And I've had these guys for a few years now, and just watching them to grow. Watching the growth and development that they've had over the last 3-4 years is one of the rewards of coaching. So we've got a team that I think can make some noise this year, and we'll be exciting to play.
Hey, talk about Jalen a little bit. How good is he going to be?
I don't know, man. He's
he's going to be your height eventually. You think?
Well, he's 14. He's pushing 6'5" right now.
Yeah.
I don't tell very many people this, but he's way better than I was at his age. It's kind of funny watching him because when I watch him, we play very, very similar, very similar. We've got, he can play inside, play outside. The one thing that I feel like he has on me is, he's been around the game a lot longer and probably been coached better at a younger age. Boyton likes him. He plays on one of the better teams, in the state of Oklahoma as far as AAU. They travel a lot. They go all over the country. He's got a chance, at 14, you don't know, he's going into the eighth grade. So we'll see how he pans out if he grows and he keeps developing the way he is, though. I'm pretty sure that, OSU would pull the trigger on him and offer him. Yeah,
for all those recruitings out there, take down some of those names, particularly the one with the last name Montanati. He's pretty dang good. Saw him, I think, what was it, first, second grade? You brought him out to one of our Enid tournaments, and I think he was playing up a couple of years, and he would just dominate him. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree there. But, hey, before I let you go, obviously everybody wanted to talk about the TBT team, Stillwater Stars. And you guys play this week in Wichita. I'll talk a little bit about that. Folks can watch it, I know, on ESPN, but not too far away. You might want to go make the trip.
Yeah, I mean, it's an easy drive, you know, if you're in the area. I mean, a two-hour drive up to Wichita, probably about an hour and 45, I think, from the Stillwater area. It's going to be fun. It's, you know, it's a college-type atmosphere game. You know, the game is a lot like the college game. You know, it's going to be guys that you'll recognize, you know, from different areas. I believe we're playing the team from New Mexico. So a kid like J.R. Giddens, you know, he went to
New Mexico after Kansas
High School. Yep, and then end up at New Mexico. So it should be a good game. We're going to go down to Stillwater and practice Wednesday and Thursday. You know, we'll put them through two-a-days and then get them ready to play, and then we'll travel up to Wichita on Friday and give it a shot. It's you know, you win or you go. If you lose, you go home. If you win, you keep playing. So, you know, I know these guys are hungry. You know, like I said before, with Jeffrey Carroll and Markel Brown and Marshall Moses, those guys, you know, they're experienced players who have played over in C's. I'm excited to watch Jeffrey and Markel play. You know, I thought Jeffrey had an opportunity to play in the NBA, and I know he's been killing it over in Italy, you know, in the top division. And then Markel, you know, everybody knows how explosive he is, and, you know, he had time with the Nets. So it'll be good basketball. You know, me and Doug are really excited, you know, to work with these guys. The one thing I love about them is they're all hungry. You know, they get an opportunity to play to split $1 million, so they're gonna get out there and give everything they got.
Coach is in on that.
You know, I'm not even worried about the money. I'm more worried about them getting them to play defense. It's a great opportunity. It's a great opportunity to help these guys. And the one thing that about me and Doug is, you know, these guys are using this. You know, this is tape for them to send to ball clubs over in Europe and maybe get a chance to go to camp and everything else. So it's extremely important for them. So and we know that, you know, we've been in their shoes, you know, it was 20, maybe 15, 20 years ago, but we understand how important it is to showcase these guys' talent, to get them an opportunity to make some money to provide for their family. So, you know, we understand that's in the back of our mind too, but ultimately when we get an opportunity to represent our university and you know, and represent coach and you know, our fans and our alumni and everything else, we're going to do it with everything we got.
I knew this question was coming on the Buffalo Wild Wings text line the minute you said you had a practice there in Stillwater on Wednesday and Thursday. I assume Gallagher Iba Arena, but is that open to the public? That's what they want to know.
I don't think there would be any problem with fans coming in to watch us practice. I believe we're going to go at about 5 o'clock on Wednesday.
Okay.
You know, we'll get after it. The cool thing is like I said, I'm tickled about being able to go down there and just be back in Gallagher again and work with these guys and get to talk to them and get to pick their brains and just talk to them about life after basketball and what they're doing, and you know, and then ultimately you get an opportunity to keep playing and represent yourself, your family, and your university.
Absolutely. Brian, always great talking to you, my friend. I know by the way, the day I saw you in, I think it was December in Tulsa at the Titan Athletic Club, I was wearing a mask. My wife was wearing a mask. We were sitting far away from everybody. You can attest to that. I got COVID from that, so it wasn't bad.
Did you really?
Yeah, I had it for about 2 weeks. Wasn't bad, just, you know, temperature spiking a little bit here and there, but was not bad. But yeah, that's why I'm not a huge fan of. I don't know how much masks actually work, but that's for another day. Brian, always great having you on, my friend. Maybe we'll see you Wednesday at 5 o'clock in GIA.
Yeah, come on, check us out. Appreciate you, Greg.
All right, buddy, Brian Montanati. Always great talking to him, head coach of the Owosso Rams and assistant coach of the TBT team, the Stillwater Stars, playing Friday in Wichita. It'll be on the ESPN family of networks. We'll take a final timeout. We'll be back after this break.
COVID-19 vaccines are available, and Americans are eager to learn more about them but aren't sure where to find the answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about the vaccines and distribution options right here in Oklahoma. Just visit aarp.org/okvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Oklahoma and when, where, and how you can get it and what you might discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/okvaccine, paid for by AARP.
Want to be the best basketball player you can be? Well, big-time players play all year round in the big-time basketball tournaments in Enid, Stillwater, Oklahoma City, Tulsa, Wichita, and Dallas are played year-round for this very reason. Play against the best to be the best and sign up today online at gregswaim.com or call 405-880-2316 to get to the big time.
This is Sports Thread, and this is the new free Sports Thread app, changing recruiting forever. The first social network made for athletes, where you can show your talent and where you can be seen by athletes, fans, and coaches nationwide. Upload all your stats to the app, get exposure to college coaches, get clout, and get certified with the check mark that will change your life. Join the squad. Download the Sports Thread app today. Sports Thread, it's always free.
Hey sports fans, is your team playing in one of our many Oklahoma City, Edmond, or Bethany tournaments? Forget about being voluntold to organize hotel arrangements and call me, Stephanie. I have four great hotels that are sure to meet your team's needs. Come stay with us at the Holiday Inn Oklahoma City North Quail Springs, Holiday Inn Oklahoma City Airport, Staybridge Suites Oklahoma City Airport, and Holiday Inn Express and Suites Bethany. Call me, Stephanie, for the Greg Swain rate at 405-429-4400.
Basketball coaches, do you have a point guard or leader you're going to be counting on next season to run the show for you? Don't leave next season to chance. Thousands of coaches send their players to a point guard college camp each summer to learn the game, lead a team, and run the show. Your players will be smarter, better leaders, and better equipped to foster a championship culture next season in practice and in your locker room. You can go to pgcbasketball.com to find a 5-day, 4-night camp near you. That's pgcbasketball.com.
Total Health membership includes access to both Total Health at 1810 North Perkins Road and Total Fitness Aquatics at 901 West 12th Street in Stillwater. Access to all group fitness classes, land and water, equipment, pickleball court, and discounts on personal training and massage therapy. Group fitness classes with 36 land classes weekly, boot camp, functional movement, eccentrics, yoga, memory fusion, senior fit mix, spin indoor cycling, ripped, Tabata, metabolic conditioning, weight training, 24 aquatic classes weekly, HydroFit, VP Tabata, Joint Friendly, Aqua Zumba, and Tab Aqua. Access to virtual fitness with a private Total Health Facebook page that provides group fitness videos with local instructors, as well as access to the Mirror app for at-home or on-the-go fitness instruction. Contact 405-533-4348 for questions or more information, or visit us online, stillwater-medical.org/services-care/fitness-center.
Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC covers all of Oklahoma. The owners, Mark and Cindy Welch, have raised two children and now have two grandchildren, as well as opening a business that gives back to the community in a big way, allowing people to stay in their homes and with their loved ones for longer. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC sends qualified staff by daily to do the things that need to be done safely for folks to stay in their homes. Light housekeeping, shopping, and transporting their clients to doctor's appointments, making sure they're eating right and taking their medications at the correct times. Call Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, 405-612-3177. That's 405-612-3177. And they'll take care of your loved ones like they were a member of their very own family. Ray of Sunshine Helping Hands LLC anywhere in Oklahoma, it's 405-612-3177. 405-612-3177.
Hey, welcome back. Always great having Brian Montagnani on the show. We had him on when he was a player. We'll have him on again and maybe get an update next week on how the TBT team's doing with him and Gottlieb. And Wednesday at 5, you heard it, Gallagher Ivy. You want to go by and see Gottlieb and And Montanati coaching all these former OSU guys. That'd be a lot of fun. I may be by there myself, hang out with y'all if I can get away from. I've got a busy schedule this week. A lot of you do too. But I want to thank, of course, Bill Van Ness for keeping us on the air, all of our sponsors, Brian Montanati, and, of course, Sean Leary, the CEO of Sports Thread. That's going to do it. Folks, have a great week.
The ships that go sail.